You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting, all right? Now, some researchers are looking at people's Facebook profiles, and they think that your Facebook profile could reveal signs of mental illness that might not come out in a session with a psychiatrist. They say the beauty of social media, according to researcher Elizabeth Martin, who is a psychology doctoral student at the University of Missouri, says that the beauty of social media activity is a tool in psychological diagnosis and that it removes some of the problems associated with patient self-reporting. They say many questionnaires depend on people's memory, which may or may not be accurate. Some people may not want to divulge anything. I mean, we were talking about this last week with James Holmes and the Colorado shooting and how one of the widows of somebody who was killed during that massacre is suing his doctor. And the reason why they're suing his doctor, Lynn Fenton, the psychiatrist who saw him when he was going to the University of Colorado, is because the doctor allegedly never put the patient on 72-hour hold when she thought he could have been a threat to people. She never got the police involved, etc. So many people watching this will know that now doctors are going to have to, you know, be on their game and be very quick to jump and put you in some sort of a hold or get the authorities involved. Well, what that then can possibly do is lead to a lot of people not wanting to tell their psychiatrist or their doctor Jack Diddley squat. And many people may not even want to go to a doctor now because they're afraid that if they disclose anything, then that doctor, in order to not be liable, is going to immediately have to get you or get the authorities involved. And so this was a problem I discussed before, and it looks like researchers are already kind of looking into this. Well, maybe we could look at people's Facebook profiles. Okay, not that we want any lack of privacy at this point, but basically, how they did the studies, they looked at 200 college students, had them fill out questionnaires to evaluate how extroverted they were, if they were paranoid about anything, enjoyment of social interactions, endorsement of strange beliefs, etc. And then the students were asked to log on to Facebook, and they were told to have the option to black out parts of their profile before some of it was printed out for the researchers to examine. By asking patients to say their Facebook activity, they said, we were able to see how they express themselves naturally. Even the parts of their Facebook activities that they chose to conceal exposed information about their psychological state. They say it showed higher levels of socia anhedonia, which is lack of pleasure from social interactions. Those people typically had less Facebook friends, shared fewer photos, communicated less on the site. Yet those who hid more on their Facebook activity before presenting their profiles were most likely to hold things that they thought were like aberrations or not with the social norm, like maybe something sexy, maybe something they didn't want researchers to see. And they said that could exhibit higher levels of paranoia. All right, so what does this mean? Well, unfortunately, if somebody does anything deadly, all right, or if somebody with mental illness performs a crime, they'll go back, look at his Facebook profile, and then they'll go, oh, you see, that's where it was, etc. But I got to tell you, I see so many people and their Facebook posts. There are some crazy things out there. And the reason why I don't think you could actually judge so much, a person from their Facebook is because Facebook allows people to be in the safety of their home and to spew whatever crap they want to there. Now, what's nice is you see how people feel, and that could definitely open light into a person's psyche. But, you know, keep in mind, I mean, most of us will run around and will never say anything about disliking our boss or whatever. But on Facebook, damn, it's all over the place. And there is a lack of privacy. because of Facebook. And those people that understand that there's a lack of privacy won't post. Those people who don't care and almost want it out there will post. Now, it's very interesting because I do notice the histrionics. I do notice the narcissists, okay? Some people may accuse me of being narcissist. Now, I don't know why, because I always kind of, you know, self-deprecate, right? But I always put photos of things I've done on Facebook. You know, if I get a picture with Sean Hannity, I post it on Facebook. When I get a picture of me, like I was speaking over the weekend, I put a picture of that on Facebook. Now, I'm not doing it, though. Okay, this is interesting. For years, I was putting pictures on Facebook, not because I really wanted people to see the pictures, but I had no idea how to email the picture and get it onto a computer. And the only way I knew how to do it was Facebook, because then I could go on Facebook, right-click, save picture, and now I have the picture in my computer. Because I am sick and tired of having gone through so many different phones. I took pictures of the kids, our pets, etc., and the phone died before I was able to transfer the pictures. That I learned very easily, just throw whatever the hell pictures you have on Facebook. You could always remove it from your timeline, but now you got it on a place where then you could save it and put it on your computer, because Facebook goes on all your computers. You could access it any time. So what I don't want is people going, oh, Dahlia's such a narcissist because she's putting all her pictures of her with, you know, Sean Hannity or Alan Combs and whatever, you know, so everybody could see. Well, no. It's not so much that I want everybody to see. It's because that was a safe place for me to put a picture and know that I could always grab it if I had to and send it to my network, etc. So, you know, I think some people can overdo it. But I do see a lot of type of, you know, interesting behavior. Yet, like, you'll see people who take pictures of themselves all the time. They get good pictures and they put it up there. Well, you know, good for them. They finally have a good picture. They want to show the world. You know, good for them. But it can. It can kind of, you know, give us a little bit of insight of, you know, how they feel. So it's interesting nonetheless. But we're going to have to be very, very careful, because some people put some real wacky stuff. And how do we know if they're going to be a criminal or not? So we'll have to see where this goes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us this weekend were just completely shocked by the Brazilian fire that looks like killed 231 people in the southern city of Santa Maria on Sunday. This weekend in Brazil was the last weekend of summer vacation for them in the southern hemisphere. And so it was a bunch of college kids and young adults that were there. It was the club, where's the club's name? Kiss. The club Kiss has, from what I understand, the room occupancy of 1,000 people, and there were 2,000 people shoved into this club that made it in there to be able to dance and party and see the band Gurizava Fandangueria. Now, from what we understand, the band had some pyrotechnics, something lit, sparked, of course, and that's how the fire ensued. I believe a flare was also lit on stage, and many of the people who had died because of the stampede of people trying to run out and because of smoke inhalation. There was only one exit, and the bouncers at this exit blocked people in the beginning because they had no idea why people were running. They thought there were people trying to run to not pay their bill. So they stopped them. And people were trying to scream, saying, let us the hell out, there's a fire. So there was that obstacle as well, not to mention only one door. From what we understand, people ran into the bathrooms because they couldn't see with the smoke and thought that the bathroom door was an exit, and they got ended up being trapped in a bathroom. And so most of the people that died were from smoke inhalation as well as being stampeded. Now, four people have been arrested. One co-owner of the nightclub, another one just turned himself in today for questioning. A nightclub or one of the members of the nightclub and the security chief of the band. I'm sorry, one of the members of the band and the security chief. Well, from what we understand, 50 of the victims are being buried today. Brazil has declared 3 days of national mourning. And what's so frightening about this is it reminds us of the Rhode Island fire that occurred in a club about 10 years ago where 100 people died. Again, it was some pyrotechnics that went off with the band. People got stuck, stampeded, smoke inhalation, multiple burns, etc. Pretty frightening stuff. And many of these people were supposed to go to school today. And so, it's hard because, many of these people were also drinking. You know, I mean, we all know, thinking back and talking, how we know it's safe to, not be in a building where there's over occupancy. But we forget, if you haven't, lived through a fire. I did as a child. I lived through a house fire. It was pretty scary. Luckily, we all survived. But boy, the speed at which that fire grew and ignited the gas was frightening. It happened so quick, within seconds. That fire happened so quick in our house. It was started by some faulty wiring in my grandmother's blouses that she bought online that were in these plastic coverings. She liked to buy a lot of, not online because there wasn't internet, but, mail order type thing. She looks at a catalog, ordered it, and it was, so some faulty wiring. Her room caught on fire. My room was next door. Smoke was up. The feet of smoke. And you saw the gas just start, you couldn't see the gas, but the gas was starting to fill up the rooms, and my father grabbed us. I was barefoot, and we went outside. And so, the speed at which these things happen, but a lot of us, when we're in our partying stages, right, we want to get into the club, and we will ram ourselves into the, we talked about Disneyland lines a while back, right? What do? We kind of munch up in front of each other because we think we're going to get in sooner, or we want to get to the ride. We don't care that the ride is overpacked. Elevators, we do that too. We always try to jump into the elevator because we don't want to wait. We being ADD, we don't want to wait for a whole new elevator. So we don't care about maximum capacity of an elevator because we think it's going to work just fine. And the maximum capacity is underrated anyway. That's how we feel. Well, no, that's not the case. And so my suggestion is if you see an overpacked venue, you can barely fit in yourself. I know it's the place to be, but keep in mind, it's not worth dying. 231 people dead from something that could have been prevented. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new study from Australia looks at commuters and that those of us that have pretty long commutes are at higher risk for obesity. You think? They say the use of a car for commuting daily has a huge impact on weight gain. This is lead author Takemi Sugiyami of the Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute of Melbourne. He told Reuters, they say among people in the study who got at least 2.5 hours of weekly exercise, car commuters, despite their exercise, gained an average of 4 pounds over 4 years, 1 pound more than people who got to work another way or worked from home. Is that scary? People worry that if you work from home, you're going to pack on the pounds because you're home and you're right by your refrigerator and you could maybe goof off a little bit more. According to this study, they looked at 822 people and only those who got enough weekly exercise and never drove to work managed to stave off any weight gain over the course of the study. Patients who didn't get enough weekly exercise also gained weight, but how much they gained wasn't tied to their mode of getting to work, they said. So, he said 80% of your car time, right, is usually non-commuting. But the more you have to commute and the more of that in your day, that could be a culprit to weight gain. All right, they say in Australia, 80% of working adults take a car to work every day, 86% in the United States. But many of those people don't have another option. I mean, we do. There's buses, there's bicycles, etc. But, you know, I've always wanted to maybe walk or take a bike to work. I'm a few miles from work, so I could do it. But I don't want to come to work sweaty. I don't want to come to work exhausted. I only have a half an hour between my show ends and before my first patient for me to get to work. And that barely covers it with a 20-minute commute. And I like to get to work before my first patient. I don't like to get there while the patients are sitting there waiting. I think that's rude. And so, you know, many people, they can go to work and exercise, but if they're in an air-conditioned car, they don't sweat, their hair looks good, etc. You know, but I gotta hand it to the people that actually exercise to get to work, you know, that use it, or the people that use public transport, etc. But if there's any way you could do, you know, little tummy tightening or butt clenches or Kegels or something when you drive, do so. Because that's sitting. I think also another thing is when you do have a long commute, when you get to work, you just want to sit on the couch, put the TV on, and eat some comfort food. I hated having the commute that I had in L.A. And the first thing I do was come home and eat. You know, whereas not having that bad a commute, you know, you don't feel like you have to rush to eat. You're not hungry. You know, a lot of us are really hungry after work. So we're sitting there in the car waiting and waiting. And nobody wants to eat and ruin their appetite before dinner. The wife could get mad. The kids are waiting for you. And so, you know, if my husband gets home from work before I do, he'll start cooking. And I'm not going to eat before I get home. So I get home and then that's when I eat. Well, if you have an hour or 2 hour commute, that's, you know, yeah, so you're going to gorge. So that's just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News every now and then has some real nice health articles. And this was a real nice quick article where they bulleted what we could do to keep our child's teeth healthy. From what we understand, a quarter of our children aged 2 through 5 years old already have tooth decay. Now, this is according to the CDC. So a quarter of our children, grandchildren have tooth decay. All right. Now, I always urge seeing a pediatric dentist. I think seeing a pediatric dentist by the age of 1 is extremely helpful. What it does is you got to get the kids to the dentist before they start having tooth decay. Let them get used to the dentist. Let them like them. Let them do some exams. It doesn't mean they have to have, you know, x-rays. It doesn't mean they have to sit through heavy cleanings. But by 1 year old, I think it's a great idea. And Dr. Joel Berg, president of the American Academy of Pediatric Dentists, also says children should see a dentist by the time they turn 1 or when the first teeth erupt. Our pediatric dentists, Josh Sachs and Michael Sachs, they taught us how to clean the teeth. They taught us good habits. It was extremely helpful. Of course, eating healthy. You got to get the kids away from the sugary, you know, a lot of the juices and the cookies, etc. But if they do that, then anytime they do that, they got to go and brush their teeth. Okay? Just something you need to, you know, you need to do. With baby teeth, you got to remember not to let them go to bed with the bottle. You also need to learn how to wipe their gums, maybe with a damp washcloth after feedings. You could kind of play around when they get older with some soft brushes. Make sure these kids know when they're 8, you know, by 8 years old, how to brush their teeth. And, you know, make it fun. But also make sure they don't just brush their teeth for 2 seconds. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Please check out their website at freezedryguy.com. Never hurts to be prepared, and the food tastes great. Stores up to a very long time, and you get to see all the variety of yummy eats that they got. So please check that out. You can go to my website and click on freezedryguy.com, or you can go directly to freezedryguy.com. Well, it looks like stamps go up another penny, and now we're paying 46 cents for postage. Postcard increased to 33 cents, and letters to international destinations up to $1.10 from the old price of 85 cents to Canada and Mexico and $1.05 to other destinations. They say the increase in postage stamp prices comes as the Postal Service continues to lose money. That's because of email. You know, why spend money when you don't have to? The Postal Service has been borrowing billions of dollars from taxpayers to make up the shortfalls caused by the 2006 congressional mandate that requires it to pre-fund health care benefits for future retirees. Technical advances, they say, have also led to a decline in first-class mail. Of course, You know, I mean, why spend 46 cents on a stamp if you don't have to? Now, I understand when you have wedding invitations, etc. But interesting, now with Evite, you can invite people to your parties without even paying for stamps. It's great. I mean, I love it. You know, you have Evite, you could send free invitations to people, and they email you back, and you don't have to worry about stamps and postage and licking envelopes and purchasing the envelopes and printing the invites. That's cool stuff. It's cool stuff, but we're going to get hit with it in other ways. And, you know, the Postal Department has been really, really hurting. Not to mention, even Christmas time, you got people using UPS, you have people using FedEx, etc. And so, you know, we've just seen the U.S. Postal Service decline for a long time. In fact, I think they're still contemplating stopping Saturday service. So we would only be able to get our mail Monday through Friday. Now, me, I like to work on the weekends, so I need our weekend mail. I could do part of my working and the sorting and going through billing and et cetera and see what we didn't get paid over the weekend so that Monday isn't that much of a hit. But, you know, because Monday mail is always huge anyway. Always we have a whole bunch of crap and bills, et cetera. So I'm not really looking forward to losing our Saturday mail, but I understand these guys are hurting for money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess PepsiCo is removing a controversial chemical from its Gatorade drinks. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently they have an ingredient called brominated vegetable oil, BVO, and it contains bromine. Now, bromine is also found in fire retardants. Small quantities of BVO are, I guess, legally allowed in some citrus-flavored drinks because it kind of keeps the flavor evenly distributed. It was present in Gatorade Orange and Lemonade and other small other smaller type flavors. From what we understand, an online petition by a Mississippi teenager has caused PepsiCo to decide to take it out of there. I guess Molly Carter, spokeswoman for Gatorade, said BVO-free versions of those drinks will roll out across the United States in the next couple months. She said the move to replace BVO has been in the works for some time and was not a response to the 15-year-old Sarah Kavanaugh's petition. Apparently, she started a petition on Change.org, an online petition platform to ask PepsiCo to remove BVO from Gatorade. It received more than 200,000 signatures. She said, when I went to Change.org to start my petition, I thought I might get a lot of support because no one wants to gulp down flame retardant, especially from a drink they associate with being healthy. Gatorade, as big as it is, sometimes it's hard to know if would ever win. So she's pretty excited. I mean, good for her, you know, you know, being able to make a change like that. You know, my only worry is if they need a chemical in there to, I guess, distribute the flavor, then, and they're going to take that one chemical out, what chemical are they going to put in? You know, I mean, they could take it out. And then, I mean, are they going to substitute something else in? You know, the one thing I think we've learned between our bottles and our cans and, you know, anything can leach chemicals into the food. The food has chemicals. The food has preservatives. So my only worry is what else are they going to find? And then as these companies want to, shall we say, compensate for that, are they going to put something that actually may be less healthy? You know, nobody's really gotten hurt from Gatorade yet. So as long as they just take it out, great. Okay, I don't mind the subtraction. But if they substitute it for something that could be worse, then I'd say, well, then just leave it in there. Don't put something worse in if you need something to distribute the flavor. I guess what may happen, and correct me if I'm wrong, like whenever you have a mixed drink and you add a little bit of grenadine or you add some sour apple flavor, a lot of times the flavor settles to the bottom. Now, when I bartended, of course, you always wanted to mix the drink. But even after you mix the drink, after some time, certain things settle. And when it does settle, that's a problem. You know, now we just, you know, mix the drinks and whatever. I mean, we didn't add preservatives, etc. But something that has to be stored for months at a time, like your Gatorade, depending on the expiration date, will the flavoring seep to the bottom? And then what they're going to have to do is just say shake well before use. They could do that. Shake well before use and make sure you don't, you know, drink it over a two-day period. See, I do that. I'll take like a little sip of some Coca-Cola, just because I know it's not good for you and, you know, the calories, etc. But every now and then I'll get a little nauseous or I need something to settle my tummy, so I'll take a little sip of Coca-Cola and then I'll put it back in the fridge. And then the next day I'll take another little sip. So by a week, that sucker is still there. It's flat, right? And who knows about the backwash that's in there. But I got to tell you, it's watery up on top. And the flavoring all goes to the bottom. So that happens there too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when you hear people say there's an app for everything, I don't think they're over-exaggerating. Apparently, there is a penis measuring app to help you find the best fitting condom and potentially tell your online friends what your size is. Okay? Is this something you think we want? Apparently, this is an iTunes app. I'm looking at right now, length. It says hold hard member straight against inches or centimeters on side of screen. So you have a centimeter and you have an inches on the screen, which to me doesn't make sense because somebody could be longer than their smartphone. Then it says measure at the base of your member. Mark how long it is from the base all the way to the tip. And then you could scroll the numbers on how big. Then girth. Use a piece of string, they say, or soft measuring tape to measure around your member. Straighten out the string and measure from the end of your device to the end of the string. And then I guess this is called Condom Size App from VSM Enterprises. They say its purpose is to help men size themselves for the best fitting condom. Users must be 17 or older to download the app, according to iTunes. They say the app educates the male population on the proper condom placement and helps determine proper condom size. Now, you know what? I got to give these guys some credit here, okay? I mean, if that's what this is, okay, I don't like the idea of, you know, sharing your size and bragging about it, but I do have to admit a lot of men improperly fit themselves with a condom. And condom failure is often due to poorly fitting condoms. Some men will purposely buy extra large so they have the box on their nightstand, so when guests come over, they see that they have a Trojan extra large, but the extra large doesn't fit right. Okay, then fine. You can put the box there, but make sure you have the correct sizes. And, you know, I remember just being a girl growing up, finding a bra that fit. It was very uncomfortable because you had to go into the bra department and one of the ladies had to measure you. And I didn't like that. I thought that was really uncomfortable. But it was better than me buying my own bra and, you know, not fitting correctly in it. So, I mean, women have to go through being measured all the time. Men, really no place to go. No place to go for them to be measured and figure out what size condom they actually need. So, who knows? Maybe this would be cool. Just, if you do use a string to measure girth, please don't tie it, because the last thing I want is you guys to cut off any blood circulation. The app costs 99 cents. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time every day, plus Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you ever need to call in, you could call in then live 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If not, we have an answer line, and we will play your show on the next live broadcast. You could also email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com or just go to our website, and we have an email contact form right there for you. When you do go to my website, please check in at the guest book. I would love to see where you guys are listening from. I think what happened is I accidentally erased check into our guest book. I need to go back and put that up. That's probably why I haven't heard from you guys in a few days. So I need to go ahead and put that up. But we do have a guest book for you to sign in. Don't forget, we also have a phenomenal cruise coming up, leaving out of Seattle, going to Alaska this summer. Our Alaskan cruise, I cannot wait. So please check that out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that if you smoke, you are likely to lose 10 years of life. We know that, okay? We know smoking takes at least a decade of life. But they say if you quit smoking by the age of 40, you can reverse up to 90% of the damage and live almost as long as people who never smoke. Now, this is something we talked about a few years back, how sometimes by the five-year mark, your heart will have already repaired itself from some of the damage from smoking, which blows my mind because a lot of the plaquing could be permanent. One of the study authors, Dr. Prabhat Jha, said that's not to say, however, that it's safe to smoke till you're 40 and then stop, but they say former smokers still have a greater risk of dying sooner than people who never smoked. But the fact that you aren't permanently screwed by your smoking history is pretty enlightening. And that if you do quit smoking by the time you're 40 and live a smoke-free life after 40, you could possibly do just as well as a non-smoker. Now, from what I understand, they looked at a few thousand people in the United States. They found that smokers who were three times more likely to die between the ages of 26 to 79. But adults who quit smoking at 25 to 34, 35 to 44 years of age, or 45 to 54 years of age gained about 10 years, 9 years, and 6 years of life, respectively, than those who continued to smoke. Now, what I think they really need to do is they need to look at, what about the people that have gone down to just a couple cigarettes a day? I got to admit, one of the largest populations are the people who, have been cutting back on their smokes. And I'm pretty excited by that. I mean, I have been amazed at what I see that they've done. So they've been able to slowly cut back. And let's say they were smoking 2 packs a day. Now, a 2-pack-a-day smoker, that's some pretty scary stuff. Those guys have the highest mortality. We know that. All right? But they've gotten down to a cigarette before work, a cigarette after work, and a cigarette before they go to bed. Where are the studies on these quote-unquote half-ass smokers? Okay, and I'm not meaning to say half-assed to ridicule them. I mean, honestly, they have cut back, and yeah, they're smokers, but they're not real heavy-duty smokers. I mean, in medicine, whether you chew tobacco, whether you smoke pot, whether you smoke a cigar, we call you a smoker. You're either pregnant or you're not. You either smoke or you don't. Okay, but a lot of people go, Dalia, I'm only having a cigarette now. You know, every once in a while, a pack lasts me a week. What's my risk? Now, we do know that a study had come out a while back saying one cigarette, your very first cigarette, could put you at risk for lung cancer. And that was a pretty frightening study, because think about how many of your kids have smoked in high school and tried cigarettes. So that's a pretty scary stuff. All right, so we know one cigarette is enough to cause lung cancer. We know that. You know, but the likelihood of somebody just trying it once in high school and, you know, to never smoke it again, you know, it's unlikely that they would have the same destiny as somebody who smoked 2 packs a day. So, that would be kind of interesting to see that next line of research. How far can you go? I mean, what's the least amount of smoking you could do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And the reason why that's so important is I think we need to be a little practical here. Okay, I could get some people off smoking. That's great. But a lot of people, they don't get off smoking completely. And I would say you have the people that continue to smoke. You have a percentage of people that got off smoking. But the biggest percent is people who cut back some. So this cutter-backer group, okay, people who cut back, that's probably one of our biggest proportions of our the patient population that we keep talking about. Well, what's going on there? You know, decreasing a cigarette or two a day, what does that do for you? Maybe we need to give people those numbers. You know, we were talking about earlier, about depression and, you know, about a lot of people getting bad news. And, you know, why don't we ever give people good news? When do we tell people they're doing something right? You know, when does positive critique and positive coaching come into play. You know, maybe we need to tell people who cut back. See, a lot of doctors, somebody will say, oh, I cut back on smoking. We still give them crap for smoking. We still say you smoked, you know, no, you're a smoker. But when do we say good job? For every cigarette you cut back, you just enhanced your lifespan by a year or two. You just saved another coronary artery, etc. The reason why we don't do that is because I don't think we know. You know, and we guess, and we guess. But it'll be interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's been revealed today that Barbara Walters has been hospitalized, but recuperating from chickenpox. Now, Barbara Walters, from what I understand, had a fall. I guess had a laceration to her head and missed the inauguration. But today we find out from Whoopi Goldberg on The View that she has chickenpox. 83-year-old Barbara Walters with chickenpox. Wow. All right, and we're not hearing shingles. We're hearing chickenpox. So, you know, earlier on the show, we reviewed what chickenpox is, so I urge you to go to one of our podcasts from earlier today because we're not going to have time to review it at the same depth. But it's hard to believe that somebody 83 years old could have avoided the chickenpox. I mean, they didn't have the vaccine when she was growing up, so that means chickenpox should have been around and rampant. Did she, you know, but from what we understand, she never got the chickenpox as a child, so she has it now. Could be pretty debilitating when you're older. So our prayers are with her, but what, from what we understand, you know, she's doing okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And also a study has come out discussing our sleep quality and how they are finding that brains actually will shrink and have damage by those of us that just don't get enough sleep. The prefrontal cortex, which is the brain region behind the forehead, tends to lose volume with age or brain shrink. But they say part of this region, okay, helps sustain quality sleep. So according to an experiment led by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, they're actually looking at structural changes with sleep-related memory problems. So from what I understand, there's a few aspects to the study. They're showing memory decline in aging adults and why you need sleep, you know, for memory, but also does lack of sleep change the brain? And is this one of these vicious cycles? Now, they say doctors cannot reverse structural changes that occur with age any more than they could turn back time. But two groups are experimenting with electrical stimulation as a way to improve deep sleep in older people. They're going to place electrodes on the scalp. Scientists can run a low current across the prefrontal area, essentially mimicking the shape of clean, high quality slow waves, and they find improved memory. Now, we talked about this last week, electric shocks helping memory, electric shock therapy helping depression. So I guess this is kind of the next phase, looking at using electrical currents. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for our electrical currents, I would probably urge all of you to make sure you're getting some pretty decent sleep. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we talked about a lot of stories. We're coming up on the end. I wanted to review everything we talked about. Looks like California is now going full speed, trying to look at how they're going to reform health care. We're watching that state very closely because if they're able to do it, being as money-strapped as they are and taxpayers leaving the state in droves, maybe we all could do it. So we're going to watch that pretty closely. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you have a great rest of the day, and God bless.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.